Good evening to everybody here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. My apologies for getting a late start by 2 minutes. We had some important shul business to take care of. Yesterday we spoke about Vahaya im Shamoa. If you have listened to a little bit Tishma, you will be able to learn a great deal more. And we spoke about the second interpretation being that if you've learned a certain amount of Torah, then you'll report back to God, as it were, in the final analysis, basically to say, you know, what is it that you covered? And we spoke about the concept of V'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha. Davar acher, another interpretation, im shamata be'olam hazeh, if you've learned Torah in this world, tishma le'olam haba mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to be able to hear Torah in Olam Haba, in the world to come. In other words, Torah is not limited to this world. Baseball is limited to this world. Food is limited to this world. The Rambam Maimonides describes the next world. There are no bodies. Nothing that relates to the body. No eating, no drinking, no carnal activity is relevant in the world to come. But what is relevant in the world to come is Torah, which is a fascinating idea. But sometimes we think about Torah as laws that govern this world. But rabbinic thought is crystal clear, unequivocal, that Torah both preceded this world. Hashem kanani reishis darko kedem mif'alav me'az, the pasuk says, that the Torah actually preceded the world. And what you have here in this medrash is indeed the Torah. It continues to exist in the world to come. Let me just read one more line. Rum Rabbi Yona avim shel Rabbi Yona b'shem Rabbi Levi. In truth, the Torah really didn't need to be given for this world. So why was it given in the end? Lama shakol asidin lios lemeidin Torah mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'olam haba. Lama nitna lahem ba'olam hazeh. Why do we have Torah in this world? Simple. Shekshayavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'olam dam ba'olam haba. That when we learn Torah from God directly, Hashem will be our Rebbe. You're not going to have to listen to me. God will be your Rebbe in the next world. Yiyu hakol yodin be'eza parsha hu asuk. So it should be familiar. We're practicing. So it's a remarkable idea that the concepts, the foundational concepts of Torah, are something that preceded the world. The tradition from the Zohar is istakel be'oraisa ubara alma, that God looked into the Torah and created the world, and that the Torah actually surpasses this world. The Torah continues to exist. Maimonides, when he develops his notion of what the world to come is, he says this is exactly what goes on. What is the world to come? That everybody is sitting around, tzadikim yoshvin, and everybody is communing with the divine essence. So how is this enjoyable? How is this fun? How is this bliss? What is the pleasure there? So the Rambam explains, to the extent that a person trained his mind and his character in this world, he will be able to receive that experience joyfully. If a person hasn't trained himself, he'll be there, and it'll be like somebody who, you know, comes from planet Mars into a baseball game. It's not going to be fun. They're not going to know what the infield fly rule is. They're not going to know about the double play. They're not going to understand what's going on. It's not fun when you don't know what's going on. That's the way Maimonides, the Rambam, understands the Mishnah on Perkei Avos. Prepare yourself in the antechamber so that when you get to the palace, you're prepared. Haskin atzmecha beprozdor kedei shetikanes letraklin. Now this is exactly what this medrash seems to be saying, that Torah itself is the basis of enjoyment in the world to come. That is the program. We're going to learn Torah from God in the world to come. And so what we're doing right now is we're acclimating ourselves and we're practicing for that experience. And like I said, all of you have a great deal to look forward to, because you will have the ultimate teacher in the world to come, God, who is described as Milamed Torah Le'amo Yisrael, the one who teaches Torah to the entire Jewish people.